And I'm Sarah Lerner. Men flock to certain places right here in the Puget Sound region, too, looking to buy sex. One popular corridor, various spots up and down Highway 99. The problem of underage girls forced into prostitution is also known as child sex trafficking. One method for trying to stop it is to simply educate men about the girls they're soliciting. So-called John schools or men's accountability programs are put on by cities like Seattle, as well as Tacoma and Everett. Peter Qualiatine joins me now. He works for Seattle as the facilitator of a court-mandated program for men who've been caught buying sex from a prostitute. Peter, what are you trying to teach the men in your program?
Well, I think that the biggest point that I'm trying to get across to the men that are attending the program is that prostitution is not a victimless crime and that there's a lot of harm that's involved in the commercial sex industry. There's harm involved with the women getting into the life. Most of them enter when they're teenagers. And most of them experience abuse in the home before they even get to that point. Many run away from home to escape that abuse, and then they're paid upon by pimps who use physical, emotional, and sexual violence to gain power and maintain control over them. And then while they're in the life itself, they experience violence at the hands of their pimps and at the hands of their customers, their johns, too.
Well, let's talk about that power, that notion of power, because in the story we just heard, the limo driver is talking about going to Bangkok and feeling like the women there are trained to serve and the men feel like kings. How does that notion come up with the men in your classes?
Well, I think that's something we take a really close look at, because I think whenever we're talking about men buying sex, there's this way that men's sexual identity gets tied to power imbalance, and that power imbalance gets eroticized.
So do they recognize that that's something that they're thinking?
Well, some do. It depends. I mean, it is a court-mandated class, and some men are ready, and that this has been enough of a shock to their lives. Many of them have wives. Most of them actually have wives or girlfriends. And so this has had some serious consequences and gives them an opportunity to do some soul-searching and see if it's a change that they want to make.
And just taking a step back, overall, how do you talk about why it's wrong to buy sex from a prostitute?
Well, it's not an issue of morality. It's an issue of equality. I think that it's really important to recognize that we live in a world where violence against women is epidemic. I mean, one in four women will be raped in our lifetime. They estimate one in three women will have an abusive episode in their intimate relationships. And so I think we need to look at prostitution in the larger context of women's equality. And for me, equality begins with integrity of the body.
Okay, and before I let you go, let me in on one story, maybe, because I know in these classes you tell a lot of stories. What's a story, whether you tell it to men in the class or just to people in general, that you feel like, you know, really gets the message across?
Well, there's a story that I like to tell about men's accountability, and this probably is more appropriate for men who don't buy sex, but is appropriate for those who do, too. And so the story that I like to tell is a story that's been told to me by a number of survivors of prostitution who have said that they used to like to, when they were working escort services, they would like to work bachelor parties. And the reason they would like to work bachelor parties was because there was always a good chance when they got into the room with the groom, having been contacted by the best man, that the groom would say to them, "I don't want to do anything, but don't tell those guys out there." And I really think that that says a lot. I mean, what is it that makes it so difficult for men to stand up to other men's judgment and just say, this is not okay?
Okay. Thank you, Peter.
Great. Thank you so much.
Peter Qualiatine has been teaching men's recovery programs for 20 years. He works for the city of Seattle as facilitator for their court-mandated so-called John School. I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News. Our series on human trafficking runs this week and next.